Welcome back to Joystick and Mouse, video game news and reviews. I am Alex. I go by Cross in the gaming community. We are coming live, digitally live, because it's snowing like crazy here in the Northern Virginia area. So we're doing this over the interwebs. I've got Diddy. Hi, Diddy.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, there's Diddy. And we've got Tim, J Dimes.
What's going on?
There he is. All right. So everybody's snuggly up and snuggled up in their homes there, right? Like, you guys are all warm and feeling good in this snowy weather.
Oh, yeah. Although we have been out playing in the truck already today.
Yeah, Don's been taking his truck out. And this is episode 20, by the way, gents. Congratulations. 20 episodes in. How do you feel about it? Feeling good?
Good.
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. Good.
Yeah. Usually we
I'm
don't.
I'm shocked we've gotten to 20 already.
I'm shocked people, you know, like people don't make it past 10 usually. And I like snowy days like this because I get to drink like some kind of hearty beer or something during a cold winter day is always nice. I'm drinking a Star Hill Little Red Rooster coffee cream stout right now. This thing is awesome. It's a great beer to have on a cold day like this. Anybody drinking anything fun?
Caffeine free Diet Coke.
Oh, okay. Aggressive. I like it.
Yes.
What's the point?
Although,
first of
I have some nice porters downstairs. So okay. Later on, I'll have a nice porter.
But Don, like, first of all, caffeine free Diet Coke. What's the point of caffeine free? And then Diet Coke is just gross.
Hey, you get used to it.
Ugh. Deanna loves Diet Coke. I can't.
Yeah, I like the taste of pop, and I really shouldn't have it anymore. So this is my concession to that.
There you go. Tim, what are you drinking?
Some sparkling wine.
Wow, sparkling. It's so classy today.
Yeah, but listen, it's in a can, so it's not that classy.
Never mind. I take
it. Oh, hey. Take you know, we were at Whole Foods yesterday, and I saw some mead. And I wanted to buy it so bad, but it was like $9 for one bottle. And I just couldn't bring
myself. Wait, like a wine bottle worth or like a beer bottle?
Like a 16-ounce mason jar bottles thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that
was a little out of hand.
Yeah, you could find mead rather inexpensive, but you should try making yourself mead and hard cider, a Beasting? You ever had those?
I have not.
They make them all the time at the Renfest up in Maryland. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Get hammered every single time I go up there on that stuff. That's great.
Not a big hard cider fan.
Well,
my favorite thing.
Me neither, but this is like a really nice, something about the blend. Like, I mean, I like cider. It's just not my go-to, I guess I should say. It's not that I don't like it, but I don't go out of my way to get it. It's a nice little concoction. But for everybody listening at home, thanks for listening. You can look back at other episodes by going to joystickandmouse.com. As a reminder, if you leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, that helps us out. I would like to move that we give folks shout outs. If you leave us a 5-star rating and leave a comment there, we'll give you a public shout out here on the show. That certainly helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. We got some fun news topics around the gaming industry, and I say fun sort of tongue in cheek because one of them is going to be very familiar. But the theme of today are divorces in the video game world. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is Bungie splitting with Activision and acquires rights to Destiny. So there's an article from Polygon. Bungie and publisher Activision are bringing their 8-year Destiny partnership to a close. The developer announced today that it will acquire publishing rights to the shooter franchise from Activision and publish future games on its own. And it says, in quotes, "Today, we're announcing plans for Bungie to assume full publishing rights and responsibilities for the Destiny franchise," Bungie and Activision said in a joint statement. "Going forward, Bungie will own and develop the franchise, and Activision will increase its own its focus on owned IP and other projects. Activision and Bungie are committed to a seamless transition for the Destiny franchise. Blah 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 blah. Corporate talk for we're mad at each other, but we're not publicly saying it. And there's it's also kind of sparked a little bit of rumor about Destiny 3 and what that's potentially bringing. So I'll pause there. Let's hear from you guys. What do you guys think about this?
So this brings up some interesting points. I think part of this has to do with how Destiny 2 was received within the gaming community. I don't think it people weren't that happy with it. I thought it was a fun game. I wonder if it'll go away from the Blizzard launcher.
It's not. So Blizzard has made a statement saying that the Windows PC version of Destiny 2 will still receive full support on Battle.net, and we do not anticipate any disruption to our services or your gameplay experience.
Huh. I didn't see. I missed that one. So.
Yeah. There is interesting. A Twitter statement. Yep.
Because the only reason it was on the launcher is because it was owned by Activision.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Which is a partner with Blizzard. So, interesting.
Yeah. Tim, what do you think about this?
I mean, I think it's great. I wonder if it's going to work out well for them in the long run. I feel like there must have been some sort of, behind the scenes discussion or issue that led to this. I can't. I don't really see why they would make that decision, but I'm assuming they think it's going to be good for them, so hopefully it works out.
Yeah, and this
that's sort of where I was going, was that Activision was maybe putting some pressure on Bungie to do things that Bungie didn't want to do, and so I have a feeling that's what brought this on.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent to me and they mentioned this in the article. When Bungie split from Microsoft, because when Bungie owned Halo and developed Halo, and then, they were part of the Microsoft studios, and then they split from that, it was almost like, they couldn't, when you're owned by these large companies, and you see this all the time with EA, the quality of the product has a potential to kind of take a hit, because they're taking orders from folks way up high rather than focusing on the art of the game. They're focusing on the revenue maximization of the game. So I think that is something that could be said here, and that could be also an indicator of sort of what I think you guys have mentioned, that Destiny 2 wasn't really well received from the gaming community, and that they may be looking for an opportunity to kind of refocus their focus on Destiny as an IP in kind of a new, maybe more refreshed way. So any final thoughts on this?
No, I hope it's good for Destiny. I thought Destiny had a great premise.
Me too.
I was really looking forward to it. So I'm hoping it,
Destiny
comes along.
Destiny 2 is fun enough. I got it for free and I was playing a little bit of it. It's fun enough. Not something that really caught my attention, but I like the premise and everything. Tim, any final thoughts?
Nah, I mean, this will be their third stop in, I guess less than 5 years. So we'll see how this works out for them.
Yep, true that. And similar, a game that is considered very similar to the way that we play Destiny, The Division 2, will release on Epic Store, not Steam. So this is an article from PC Gamer. Epic Games scored a big one today with the announcement of a partnership with Ubisoft, that will see at least some of its future PC releases come to the Epic Games Store and not Steam. As reported by Polygon, the semi-exclusive deal will begin in March with the launch of The Division 2. We have no plans currently on releasing Tom Clancy's The Division 2 on Steam, a Ubisoft rep said. Ubisoft and Epic will also partner on additional select titles to be announced during the coming year. So that is huge. And we called this.
We called it. Not to pat ourselves on the back, but.
No, this is something that we talked about, right? Yeah, Don, why don't you fill us in on that? conversation. Why don't you take us back? Take us back.
Yeah.
In time.
Well, I actually was that last episode. Last episode.
A couple
episodes ago. We might have mentioned it last week too. How we were curious whether, when Division 2 launched, whether it was going to come to Steam. And actually, we've been talking about Steam needing to up their game for quite a while now.
Right.
So, this will be interesting to see how it plays out. Yeah. I wonder if maybe they'll release on Steam eventually.
What, the Division 2 actually release on Steam? Okay, yeah, maybe. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I know you can buy this now. You can buy it now on the Uplay launcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is Ubisoft's launching platform.
Yep. Yeah.
But you can't, and you can't find it on Steam. So that's
that is
really interesting.
Yeah, it really is. Tim, this is your forte. This the Division is your jam. What do you think about this news? And I know that you're a console player, so this isn't very indicative, or I guess this isn't affecting your experience playing the Division 2, but I feel like this is indicative of sort of the power that Division 2 might have on the market in general with the type of game that it is, and maybe adding some clout to what Epic Games is trying to do with their launcher.
I don't know if this is going to be good or bad for the community for Division. It's a risky move for sure. I think if it works out, really good for Epic because it'll drive people to their platform. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a real risk that Ubisoft is taking that you might get some people who just don't want to deal with another launcher. So maybe they don't come over to Epic. But from a console perspective, you know, none of the people that I play with are going to be getting it, you know, this way regardless. So... yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you guys think is going to be the next major title that will announce this thing?
You know, the first one that they got was The Walking Dead. So when Skybound took over finishing The Walking Dead game, they said anybody that hadn't bought the game previously would have to buy it through the Epic store. So, you know, number two for them. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what could be next.
I'm over here looking at the Epic store on my PC, which is sitting right next to me. There's The Walking Dead right there.
What is it from? Well, okay, so Far Cry is getting ready to come out, right?
That'll probably
be a Uplay exclusive.
Probably.
They have this game called Hades that I keep looking at every time I end up at Epic's website. That looks like it will be really interesting.
Yeah, this is
it's a early access game, but it looks like kind of like a top down, maybe dungeon crawlerish type game.
Dude, So the Epic Games Store, here's another thing, and this is something I meant to talk to you guys about. They and their partners team up to give you a free game every 2 weeks. You guys see that?
Nah, where'd you see that at?
So it's on the launcher right now. So I'm going to download What Remains of Edith Finch, which looks really cool, and it's a game actually I've been wanting to play. Looks kind of like a escape room-ish sort of puzzle thing. And then the other one is the Jackbox Party Pack, which is a fantastic game to have if you guys don't have it. So they do that every couple weeks. They have these deals, so you can go on now, and I think this is until like mid to late January. So give this a look if you guys are on your PCs.
So if you have if you download the game store on the launcher, then they give you the game for free?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any game. Like, really, they choose two games every couple of weeks to just give away for free. So I think what they're trying to do is really boost people's use of the Epic Launcher.
Yeah, not too long ago they gave away Black Flag.
Yeah, that
game deserves to be given away.
No, it doesn't. It's the best. Oh, it's the best Assassin's Creed.
Nobody plays Assassin's Creed to drive a ship.
Listen, you're just jealous because I can't even come up with an answer to that. Because you're not wrong, but I actually really enjoyed that part of the game. Anyway, so yeah, Epic Games is really making some waves here within the publisher space. We'll see what more games come out there. As a final thought on this, what do you think is going to be the next big title, like outside of Ubisoft? What do you think has a potential to jump on there? Any thoughts? This would be like PC, not PC exclusive, but PC games. I like the idea of a Far Cry game potentially hopping on there, but that's Ubisoft.
Oh, do you know what? Probably maybe Darksiders?
Yeah, maybe.
That's Epic's. That's coming this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And email us, folks at home. Let us know what you think about all this. joystickandmouse@gmail.com.
So can you get Fortnite on Steam?
No, I don't think so. Let me find out right now.
I actually don't know.
Hold on, I'm looking. Hold on, Fortnite. Nope. No, you can't.
Is that only on the Epic Launcher too?
Yep. And I just downloaded Edith Finch, so I might stream some of that later. Facebook.com/cross715. That might be fun. All right, that's it for the Epic Games piece. Last story in this theme of divorce. Very sad, Mike Morhaime will step down from an advisory role in April, leaving Blizzard for good. So Mike Morhaime, and this is an article from BlizzardWatch.com. We published this on Facebook.com/joystickandmouse. Mike Morhaime was one of the co-founders of Blizzard Entertainment. In fact, his tenure predates the existence of Blizzard, since the company he helped create back in 1991, named Silicon and Synapse. That's an interesting name. Blizzard itself wouldn't come into existence until 1994. We were all surprised when Mr. Morhaime stepped down last year as president and CEO, a role he'd held at the company since it came into existence. We were at least comforted by the news that he would still be around in an advisory role until his replacement, J. Allen Brack, stepped into his shoes. And now we learn that he's going to leave Blizzard entirely by April of this year. I'm not going to say that, I didn't see that coming, and they talk about that in the article too. I would agree. In fact, usually when you hear of people in those leadership roles really taking a step down, you're like, it's just a matter of time until they leave altogether. But it was a surprise to a lot of people. So what did you guys think of this?
Yeah, I didn't really think it was that much of a surprise. And it's been a year, right? So anytime you're in an advisory role like that, the person that you're advising is going to get tired of having somebody look over their shoulder eventually.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't surprise me. I'm surprised they didn't keep Mike on just as maybe the face of Blizzard, because he's always been the one at BlizzCon, and he's always been the one to get up on stage and do the announcements and stuff. And I know this year the person that did the announcements was not well received.
The
community.
But I if he's going to step down overall, you don't want him being the face, because then it takes away, diminishes what the new CEO is going to bring in. That's my opinion, at least. Tim, did you have any thoughts on this?
Not so much from the perspective of Blizzard. But I do, I don't think that this is uncommon from a business standpoint,
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a year is about normal. And I think, he probably looks at it from a perspective of staying too long may be more detrimental to the company. You get into one of those things where everybody's used to going to you, and they're not going to the new guy. And maybe, maybe that led to him hastening his exit. If this wasn't as soon as they thought it was going to be, you know, maybe it just the transition wasn't working the way that they wanted to, and they thought, hey, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
Maybe he's got
something new. Maybe he has a new project he wants to work on, something, you know, he wants to do, and he can't do it while he's there. I don't know. We might see him pop up with a new game or a new studio.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, listen, maybe he and Jade Raymond are going to get together and come up with the next big thing.
You know, he doesn't need to do it for the money.
No,
that man is same thing. Chris Metzen, when he left, it's like they're good. He's got they had such an impact on that company and its success. They walked they're walking away with plenty of money. any final thoughts from you guys on this topic?
No, I think there's only two members of the original company left.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I think Blizzard's still in good hands.
I still have full faith in him. Total faith. So write in if you want to comment on these stories. You can email joystickandmouse@gmail.com and we will read your thoughts on air here, and we would love to hear it. So today's video game review is going to be provided by Jade Imes. So let's jump right into it.
Yes, and the reviews were so mixed. I'm surprised.
All right. So a couple of weeks back, we talked a little bit about Google and Project Stream, which is a new development where they are allowing people to play video games without actually having the game installed on their local machine. The video game is totally played through cloud computing, and really you just need a steady enough internet connection. I think they said the bandwidth has to be about 25 megabits per second up and down to be able to play the game. So I signed up for the beta and got in. And so
by the way.
Sorry, Don. I'm sorry. I've been playing some Assassin's Creed Origins, which is a pretty fun game. But I think every time I play, what I am more amazed about is the video quality that I'm getting playing this game totally online. Right. The game is good. It plays a little different, I think, than any of the other Assassin's Creed games that
I've played. It's a lot more like Origins, if you've played that. Did you play that one?
No. I have Origins. I never started it.
Okay. It's very similar. It's probably my least favorite, but... Oh, no. It's my second to last. Anyway.
The whole sword mechanic, I think, is a little more difficult than it needs to be in this game.
Yeah.
But other than that, I like it. I've been playing it with the controller, not keyboard and mouse. The one thing that I found was really interesting about Project Stream is that the game knows whether or not I'm holding my controller or if I'm not.
What?
So if I have the controller in my hand, and I'm guessing it must use the gyroscope in the controller to tell if it's up or if it's sitting still. But if I have the controller in my hand, if I'm in the control screen, where I can set my controls, it switches over to the controls for an Xbox One controller.
Holy
shit. If I set it down, it'll show me the controls for a keyboard and mouse. So I thought that was really interesting.
That's pretty cool, that kind of insight
into what I'm doing. But I'm about maybe a couple hours in to the game. There, you know, it's like every other Assassin's Creed game. There's a lot of little side missions. And this one I think is a little different because it shows you the side missions and it tells you the rank of your enemies. And it really encourages you not to go after enemies until you're at least of the same rank. So, you know, I've got some things that pop up that I'm trying to steer away from until, you know, I've obtained enough enough rank to really be able to have a decent fight with them. And that's the same way with the equipment and all those things. Like some, you know, you can't use all the things until you're of certain rank. So I've got like a lot of equipment right now that I can't use because I'm still like a level 3, and I think I need to be like a level 5 for a lot of those things. Right. But, you know, it looks great. The story seems nice. I'm playing as the female protagonist. I chose to play the protagonist.
I went with Alexios because his name is Alex, basically, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Otherwise, I was actually thinking about going as her. So let me ask you, how far into the game have you gotten?
I'm doing one of the side missions where I have to go like find this wood for the lady, like out towards
the
water.
Name of your sex tape? What?
What?
Going to find wood.
Oh, yes. Yes. That, yeah. I see what you did there.
Oh, you see it? Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Phrasing. So have you gotten off the first island?
No.
Have you gotten on a boat yet?
No, I have not gotten on a boat yet.
I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on how the story unfolds, because supposedly it's different if you play the girl versus the boy. Like, have you done any flashbacks to when you were a kid at all?
Yes.
What was that like? Were you a baby? Were you fighting your dad? What was happening?
You know, I don't remember. I remember that the guy that I'm working for for some reason had to rescue me, but I don't remember exactly what what caused it.
Yeah, you're not going to find that out until you leave the island. So
Okay. I've got a couple of days before the demo ends. So I'll see how far I get by the 15th. If I end up staying home from work tomorrow, maybe I'll get to put a little more time in.
Yeah, the snowstorm might keep you from going into work, so you have to stay home and play video games. Oh, God. Maybe, life stuff.
Right? A true horrible. Snow day. A true snow day.
I know. I don't have that ability anymore because remote working doesn't. Yeah, I could.
I don't. You know, I thought I was going to go in tomorrow, but it's still snowing.
Yeah, I know. That truck is just really not good for the snow.
You know, it isn't that. It's that I have to go 30 miles and the people are crazy.
And in all seriousness, like, yeah, you could get there. I don't trust others on the road. Like, that's my problem.
It's not me that I'm worried about.
Yeah. J-Dimes, what would you give it? So there's almost two different reviews happening right now. You've got a review happening for Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and then you've got a review happening for the Google Stream thing. It's Google Steam? What? What's it called?
Google Stream.
Okay, so what would you rate each of those? Like, out of 5 stars, if you had to give them a rating?
So the Google Stream service, I think I'd give it a good 4.5. I have not run into any issues playing using the service. I haven't gotten kicked. I haven't gotten dropped. None of that. The most irritating thing is that it keeps telling me that I have a slow network, but I don't. I'm getting 100/100. So, which is well above what the
internet service?
Fios?
No, what speeds?
Oh, 100/100.
So you are getting your true speed.
Yeah. So I think that's just might be some sort of nag within the service that like they haven't worked out the actual kinks for. But it hasn't impacted my gameplay at all. But that's the only issue that I've had.
It's cool shit, you know, man.
I seem to be getting at least 720 throughout the entire gameplay, if not 1080 or somewhere in between. I mean, it could be running somewhere in the 900s. I don't know that I would really.
Yeah, okay. Can we talk about that for a second, Don? Because you and I are both like 4K snobs a little bit. You know, Tim, you're a 4K snob to a degree. I think.
Not so much on my video games, but like when I play Tomb Raider on my Xbox, like it's beautiful. Like I can see the 4K.
Yeah. So, can you tell the difference? Can you really when you're experiencing the game? Are you like, is it hurting? I don't know how else to say it. Does it hurt your pride that you're not able to experience it in full 1080p or 4K?
No, I've never been one of those gamers that like has the game in like a certain resolution or a certain frames per minute or frames per second, I should say. But yeah, that part's never really bothered me. So
How about you, Don?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a snob when it comes to that. I you know, I have a 1080 in my PC so that I can run any game at, you know, full frames.
Yeah.
And full resolution. And I will say that there are games that are just stunningly beautiful on the PC. And I can tell a difference when I go play something on the PlayStation, because I don't, you know, I don't have a 4K PlayStation. I can tell a huge difference, and I'm more inclined to go play something on the PC that looks nice.
So you just got yourself a 4K PlayStation Pro, because that's my situation. I got both. I have a 1070 in my PC, which can run 4K, and I've got a big ass 4K display here, which used to be yours, Diddy. And and between that and then my, you know, 55-inch TCL, what is it? Yeah, TCL. I was about to say TLC, Tender Love and Care, or the anyway, wrong letters. But yeah, between those two, I'm totally spoiled.
Yeah, hence the reason I'm considering the PlayStation Pro.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, and maybe it would be different if I wasn't on such a big screen, if I wasn't looking at such a big screen when I played video games. But yeah, it's that might be one thing that doesn't necessarily hold me back from using the service, but that would be kind of a, experience.
I wonder, with your internet service, since you have gigabit internet service, I wonder if it would scale up.
Ooh, maybe. That's a good question. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on. Does Google Stream support 4K? In addition to 4K Sony Bravia TVs, okay, that's not the thing.
I would seriously doubt that it does, because the bandwidth that you would need, I feel like, to make that work would be ridiculous.
Probably. I don't know, but that's the future. It's not out of scope for, you know, where things are heading. So we'll see. And so that's your thought on Google Stream. How about Assassin's Creed Odyssey? What do you think about that game so far?
I like it. I've never finished an Assassin's Creed. So
okay, out of five stars. Out of five stars.
Four.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. That's strong.
People are saying it's the best Assassin's Creed game. I haven't gotten enough into it yet to really experience that. I've been really hooked on Let's Go Pikachu. I am so hooked on that game. I really like it. And you know I do? I take the Switch out of the thing and I go upstairs and I hang out with Aria and I'll have to send you guys a picture of me and her sitting on the couch, and she's playing with her little like baby toy tablet thing that like has like games on it. And then I've got my Switch and she's sitting in my lap and we're both playing games together. It's the best thing ever.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice. Proud dad moment right there. Anyway. All right. So any final thoughts on that, Tim?
Nah.
Yeah. I wish I could get into it. Yeah. I wish I could get into it and try it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I really think that this is a service that could change gaming.
Wow, man. I'm really excited about where this is heading, because now I don't have to manage my own hardware. I love cloud everything.
They can figure out a way to scale their resources to support a lot of people.
Oh, it's Google. They're going to do it.
I think it's
going
to be great.
They're going to do it.
I'm going to tell you, here could be like the one weird thing, right? Because you don't get anything for free. So what is it going to cost per month to use the service, right? Because you're going to have to use the service, and then you'll have to be able to buy the game, right? So Does that mean there's going to be another launcher system, like, you know, Google Stream? Like, I'm going to have to buy the game on Google Stream, or can I buy it on Steam or the Epic Store and still be able to use Google Stream to play it? Like,
well, let's look at Shadowbox, which is another kind of thing.
I can't see them doing that. It's almost going to have to be their platform.
Yeah. So I think that really impacts, like, do I really want another thing I have to manage?
Well, so Shadow is another, it's not Shadowbox, it's Shadow. So if you go to shadow.tech, you can see they offer a similar thing. They offer 4K, I think.
Ew.
Wait, let's look at pricing. Freedom to play on almost anything, which means like you could play on your tablet, you could play on everything. So,
well, there's a $35 a month.
Yeah, but that's like the base thing. So there's actually maybe it's just $35 a month. Yeah, and look at this, dude. It's an Intel Xeon 8 dedicated threads. There's 12 gigs of memory, 256 gigabytes of storage, which is fine. It's got a 1080 equivalent in it. So that's your computer, Don, for $35 a month. That's your computer, essentially. I mean, minus the storage. You got way more storage in your computer, but isn't that amazing? For $35 a month. And then from a cash flow perspective, like if you really think about what it costs to stand up a computer, like hundreds of dollars. And then if you take $35,
thousands.
35 times 12, $420 a year. You totally get your money's worth from that. And the fact that you don't have to like upkeep your computer, because that in itself, you know, your parts go bad, you have to update your stuff. And then all they do is just hop in the data center and then plop a thing out, plop a new thing in. Oh man, the cloud is awesome, guys. It's so good. It's so good.
I'm trying to see how this thing works. Do you upload your games to? Because it looks like all you're doing is renting computer processing power here.
Yeah, that's what you do, and then you install. Like you can connect. So Shadow's the same. So it's like you can log into your Steam account on there, and you download all your games on there. You can download the Battle.net launcher through the Shadow, you know, interface or whatever they do, and they, you know, they can.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so this service hooks up to Steam, Origin, Battle.net, everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's badass, man. It's a cool idea. I am so, like, I enjoy building computers, and that's still going to be an audience, I think, where it's like, you know, people still want to build a thing and manage it. And Don, you're probably one of those people. There's something to be said about that. But, you know, I'm getting to the point where I really enjoyed that, but at some point I just want things to work. I don't have a lot of time to be doing all that with, like, you know, the kid and then the podcasting and work and, like, all these other things. So having somebody manage that for me would be great. I think, sucker for this. This is great.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely in the minority of somebody that likes to build a PC and put it together. Yeah. And do water cooling and the whole thing.
We just got a glimpse, ladies and gentlemen, listening at home, into what Don's next project's going to be.
Matt's the next project.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tim, thanks for sharing this review. Any final thoughts?
So, yeah, I just think people should be on the lookout for it, because I think it's going to be great value to gamers, especially, as you just said, people that don't want to deal with building their own box, or may not necessarily have the resources to continually keep up with the chase.
Hell yeah. And by the way, folks listening at home, we're not affiliated with Google in any way, so don't think that this is a, like, some kind of paid endorsement or anything. This is just a few guys sitting around talking about video games and shit. So
the only compensation I got was a free copy of the game for playing a couple hours.
Yep, there you go. Well, guys, that's going to be a show. Let's give a round of applause. Thanks to everybody for listening in. Let's just say that if you go to joystickandmouse.com, you can listen to other episodes. If you go to iTunes or any of your favorite podcatchers, be sure to subscribe. It is free. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Please do that. We'll give you a shout-out on the show if you leave a comment there. Diddy, where can people reach you?
I can be reached on Twitter, Diddy_AIE, And I'm Facebook. I've been giving you the wrong address. I'm sorry.
Oh, my
Facebook,
God.
Facebook.com/DiddyAIE. No, not underscore.
Oh, my God. See, there you go. Come on. No. How about you, Jay Dimes?
Jay Dimes in all places.
All right, right on. And you can follow my streams at facebook.com/cross715. Follow me on social media at Alex Albisu. That's A-L-B-I-S-U. That is it. That is a show. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out. Don, say goodbye to the nice folks.
See you later, guys.
Jay Dimes.
Salutations.
See ya.
If you like this show, check out more great content at incastmedianetwork.com.